Hello everyone, welcome to All Things Relationship Podcast, a one-stop solution for all your relationship queries and questions. Here you will find everything from people's stories, experts on panel, and some great knowledge that can help you make love real and perfect. So let's jump right in. Our today's guest, Mr. Gaurav Prakash, hails from Lucknow. He is the co-chairman of PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Uttar Pradesh, and belongs to the Universal Booksellers family. He will be sharing his learning and wisdom in today's episode. Welcome, Gaurav sir, to All Things Relationship Podcast. How are you doing?
Welcome. Very good. Very nice. Hail and hearty, trying to survive the onslaught of COVID-19, trying to keep myself physically fit and mentally sound.
That's really great. Gaurav sir, what was your college life, school life in terms of girls and after that?
If you talk to me on having an atmosphere of a boy and a girl, I was always, from my childhood, I was in a boys' school with a proper, you know, atmosphere of boys all around me. And I was in Lamartine College. And one of the most premier institutes of Lucknow, army background, which talks about independence and understanding the responsibilities of a child. So she sent me to a boarding school in Sherwood College in Nainital. And that too also was a boys' school. And I was there till 10th. And we just had two girls in our class, that two teachers' daughters. So, you know, till 10th, I was completely in a boys' zone with a few friends who were girls. Evolving myself, I had two friends in class 10th, which were teachers' daughters. And that was my so-called introduction to the other side. I was a very shy child, introvert as far as, you know, till 10th was concerned. Because till that time, I was not introduced to the so-called the co-education side of my life. I always maintained my distance. I was very shy, even talking to a girl, reserved, in fact. Then finally, in my 11th and 12th, which I got an exposure, I had the fortunate thing of studying in three schools. One was Lamartine College, Lucknow. The second was Sherwood College, Nainital. That was my boarding days, which really groomed me up and evolved me into a more confident person. And my 11th and 12th was in Army Public School, which had a boy and a girl scenario. And that was my time when I, you know, took one more step ahead in life and, you know, got to know what studying with girls are all about. You know, it was always a boy zone. And 11th, 12th, I came to know, you know, I always had this aspect of knowing, you know, what it is to be studying when girls are also around you. You know, as a boy, you are always intrigued from your childhood till your 10th. You have been always surrounded with boys. And suddenly you are introduced to a co-education format. So suddenly I was introduced to the, you know, side where there were girls all around, and it was a very nice scenario, understanding them. I spoke to them as one of us. And that's what, in fact, made me understand that it's always nice to have a friend who is a girl, because then you can, you know, always express yourself out better and nice. It's nice that if you can keep it healthy, give them respect and handle them with love and affection. And you are definitely going to have such lifelong friends. They understand the meaning of emotions, sacrifice, sentiment values are very high with girls. And they understand how to respect relationships. As far as me is concerned, I really value all these things. From my childhood till now, I have never demeaned a relationship. And I've never disrespected them. I've never ever disrespected them. They make our world very inspirational. They make your life more zestful. And yes, there's a very different bonding between a boy-to-boy friendship and a very different bonding between a boy and a girl friendship. And when you have nice friends who have been your childhood friends till now, I'm a 44-year-old man right now. You know, if you see a run-through, till now, I've never let go of a friend who was a girl. And I've been always in touch with them. Now, even they're married with children. That bondness is always there. So if you handle a relationship with proper dignity, proper self-respect, proper, you know, giving them the space, and don't demean a relationship. Don't ill-treat a relationship. That's my take on life.
That's interesting. After spending majority of your school life in an all-boys school, the transition must have been quite insightful, to say the least.
Yes, it was very special. In fact, I was very intrigued. My first day of school, I was so excited. I was tip-top. My shoes were shining. My pants were ironed. My shirt was ironed. My hair was gelled. And I was so excited to go to the school. And knowing that there are going to be girls all around and boys also, obviously boys. And it was a very nice, exciting feeling, you know, as a childhood. I was 16 years old at that point of time. And I was so excited to go to the school, and which had girls and boys both from the same side. So, yeah, it was good. And I can't forget my first day entering the school. And I had that ants in my pants and I was so excited. My first day of school, I had to share my table with a girl. And trust me, till now, we are together. She is blessed with two children. And I have two children. And the fondness of a friend stays always alive. Trust me, if we can handle a relationship, you know, giving them the right space and right respect and love and affection and being there for each other, you become a family. When we talk about a relationship, which is a friendship, which is continuing from last 25 years, it becomes more of a family. You are there for each other.
Having a lifelong friendship, that's really meaningful. It allows you to explore a totally different perspective.
You can't have friends forever. But there are friends who are there for you forever. So it's very important to understand that if you feel that there is a bond with the opposite sex and you are fond of each other, then you must make an effort to continue that for lifelong.
And after that, a major question is, before you went into a co-ed institution, how would you perceive the notion about being with the girls in same class? It would be different from a perspective of a student who has been in an all-boys school.
Yeah, it is very different. I still remember I was in school, and in my school of Sherwood Nainital, the 11th and the 12th standards were co-ed. Okay? Mm-hmm. So there were girls in 11th and 12th, and we were just in class 8 and 9. And we used to see them and get all excited as children. And I still remember an episode that it was my house master's daughter. And someone challenged me to go up to her and give her a dairy milk. And, you know, converse with her and just say hi to her and come back. Trust me, I was so shy. I went up to her. I was fumbling. I was red all over. I was blushing. And I just gave her the chocolate without even saying hi to her and ran back.
Wow.
So I was so shy and I was blushing. And it was not that I was not excited going and giving her the chocolate. It was just that confidence levels it was not high at that point of time. And I was just learning the ways of life. It is a different ballgame from a all-boys school to a girls' school. And we had, in my school days, we had sister schools. Like for a Sherwood College, there was an All Saints Girls. That was a pure girls' school. And it was so-called our sister schools. But we had more of friends there. So we used to go and meet up and catch up. And that's a different story altogether. But practically, till my 10th, I was in a hardcore boys' environment. My 11th, 12th was a co-ed. That was a very different change for me. A very positive change for me. Because then I understood what studying with opposite sex means. And I also understood that we can also have good friends who are girls. They also have the same zest. You ask a girl who's coming from a girl's education, and then they come to a boy's education, the co-ed education, and they are also excited the same way what a boy is. Also depends upon the kind of upbringing you get in a house environment. How you want to really, you know, see a girl, in which way you want to see a girl. It all depends upon the house environment. I'm very fortunate that especially my mother, who gave me an opportunity to see all the sides of my schooling, from a boys' school to a boarding school to a co-education school. And it's all because of her temperament of being an army officer. And we come from a business family side also. So my mother from an armed forces side. So my mother had a very independent approach to life, you know, a very outgoing approach to life. So my mother made it sure that she made me realize the value of friends, which are very important, money, food. And she made me realize how it is important to be independent and to have your own thinking. And she always made me, never created a difference of boy and a girl in my mindset. Never. She treated the boys in the same manner as girls were. Thanks to my mother who made me realize that. I have a sister. You know, she's like my punching bag. And we have all grown up together. She's 5 years younger to me. But, you know, we have never found any difference between her and me. My parents never created a difference between me and my sister. Never. And my sister got the same kind of an exposure. Mm-hmm. Like which I got. So that is what I think I would like to give it to my children also. And thankfully, now I have my wife in my life with two children. You know, she's like more of my friend in my life. And, you know, we have all arounds of a married life. Plus, it becomes more interesting when your spouse becomes your friend. So we tease each other. We have arguments as a normal couple. And we have, you know, we love growing up. In every year space of our life, we love growing up together. We're learning so many things about each other, evolving with each other. So it's a very different phase of life. The relationship will be always kept healthy and it will always bloom. Always.
Yeah, if you are sharing your love and giving them the space to be themselves.
Yes, yes. It's so important. And every man today must realize that they're just not sex objects. A woman is just not a sex object. She is just like you. God has given them a different body. And that does not mean that they are one shorter than you or one up than you. They are having the same mindset like yours. And it's just that we need to give them that equality of space, equality of life. And we also need to give them the dignity which they deserve.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
When some think of step below them or sometimes even above them, putting them on pedestal. And in the end, the imbalance actually ends up ruining the relationship or the friendship even.
True. True. It's a beautiful saying that a person who delivers a life is one of the most powerful souls. If anybody who is hearing through your podcast, I must tell them once again, it's always nice to have friends who are girls, but see it in a larger perspective of life, that treat them as what you would like to talk to a boy, as their own individual way, what they are, not what they look like. And yes, there are bad relationships. It's a way of learning. So it's very important to acknowledge that, yes, there is a scope of change. Mm-hmm. Once you start telling yourself, even the energies around you, the universal energies, they also conspire with you to make things happen.
That's really insightful.
And one thing very important is that we have to keep our spiritual quotient very alive. See, there's a very big difference between spiritual and religion. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a spiritual quotient, means your soul connect to the universe. And if you are hearing the voice of your soul, then trust me, you cannot go wrong.
Okay, with that, sir, getting back to the relationships.
Please.
Did you had any girlfriend before your marriage?
You know, since I told you, I was very shy. Okay. Uh-huh. And it took me time to open up in life. And what it did was that it gave me confidence at the right time. Okay. It gave me confidence of understanding girls, treating them as friends. And at that point of time, I found that it is more important to have more friends in my life than to commit and get into a relationship, which maybe I didn't understand why am I getting into a relationship. So I always felt that whatever I do, I should do justice to it. So maybe that was the reason why I didn't get into a relationship. And I had a lot of my friends who were girls. And I had a certain infatuations also. You know, as a growing a boy, you have that phase of infatuations. You have that phase of you know, wanting to be with a girl and going out for a dance at that point of time and going out on a date with a girl. But I never wanted to, you know, give false commitments to a relationship, which I was not sure of. So okay. Maybe that aspect, I never could do serious commitment in my life and never played around with that aspect. Never. And I give value all my friends who were there and who, And who would be hearing me now after this? Yeah.
Having that trust factor.
Yeah, it was very important, you know, that mm-hmm. trust factor is kept alive. And I never let trust factor go off, you know. And that's the reason that over 25 years of my, from my school days till now, I have all my friends who I made friends at that point of time, till now, they are in touch with me. So, and now from children ourselves, mm-hmm. we are fathers and parents, you yeah. know, they are also having their own children. But yet we are in touch with each other and we share a lot of things. We are like more like families now. It is very important to nurture a relationship. Don't take undue advantage of a relationship. Never, please, never ever take undue advantage of a relationship. It's very important to give the respect to the opposite sex. And you will see the magic of relationships. You will see it.
That's something certainly to work upon. Like if that gets into action in the country and in the world, a lot of things will be much better. The human life itself will gradually improve.
See, it's all about a mental psyche. And that mental psyche plays up. If it's a mental psyche is on the wrong side, it'll make you convinced to do something wrong. If a mental psyche is in a positive frame of mind, it'll help you to do something better and more creative with your relationships. And be honest. You have to be honest. Whatever relationships what you want to commit to, have that foundation of being honest, being true, and try to do full justice to that relationship if you're fully sure about it. Don't come into a relationship just for the heck of it.
Okay. That's what majority of today's generation is doing. Like
yes, they're trying to prove a point.
Yeah.
And the peer pressure or that trying to demean a girl or a girl trying to demean a boy, in whichever format we look at, we must put an end to all these topics and we must start treating a human being as what they are and give them the respect, give them that value, give them that love, and you will see a change taking place.
So, is that how you were introduced to your spouse as well?
Very interestingly, you know, all my friends around me always mm-hmm. told me that, Gaurav, you're going to have a love marriage. But somewhere along the line, as I told you, maybe I was not sure about my commitments in life. Or maybe I was not sure that I will do justice to my own choice of my life. Maybe I was not confident about my own choice. So found my soulmate or my wife. And I went through a very formal way of saying yes to my wife. And fortunately, she comes from a hostel background. And she also comes from Nainital, which I, you know, belong to. And she was from St. Mary's College in Nainital. And I was from Sherwood College in Nainital. And that was a convent education. And I was to a boys' college at that point of time. What happened with us, what gelled with us, was our mindset. Because, you know, when you're in a hostel life, you know the value of relationships. You know the value of friends. You know the value of money. You know the value of food. You know the value of parents. And that's what at the end of the day I wanted. I wanted a girl in my life who could understand and settle into my family and make my family her family. And I would like to make her family my family. And trust me, people who say, no, we cannot stay with our in-laws or we cannot stay with our parents. I think times are now coming back that all the young people who are getting married are realizing that it is very important to come back to the parents and staying with their parents. It's so beautiful. It's so nice. So I gave that mantle to my parents to decide. And same way, when I liked my wife, when I saw her for the first time, and I had some kind of an attraction towards her. But when I started talking to her, mm-hmm. so that was something like, yeah, boss, this is the kind of girl I'm looking for. You know, you could call it a love at first sight, but that developed over the period of time. It was not a love marriage. It was a very formal setup, but that transformed into a very beautiful understanding of each other. Once you get married and once you are into a daily routine of evolving together. So it's very important to understand each other first, to respect each other's emotions, and then find a midway out to balance each other. It's very important to have that balance. It's not about me, myself only. In a relationship, we are not here to win that argument. We are here to fine-tune a better way of living, a better way of life. There's so many things which my wife has been able to change in my life for the better. And so many things I've been able to change her life for the better. So we all have to understand that if we can add value to somebody's life with staying, you know, together, then why not? Being possessive, being matured are two different things.
Yeah, I agree. Being mature is really important because it enables you to take a look at instance from different perspectives and then understand the other person's perspective as well.
Yes, yes. It's very important to hear the other person out. It's not necessarily like the temperament what I am having. My wife should also have that. If she has a different temperament, I must respect that. If I have a temperament, my wife should respect that. The problem is that we get into changing the temperament. We want to change that temperament. No, you have to be like that. Why should I be like that? Why can't you respect me for the person I am? There are changes. There are sacrifices. There are compromises which people have to make in relationships to evolve. But not at the cost of self-esteem and self-dignity.
Okay. Is that one of the reasons why the relationships nowadays deteriorate quite a lot more than they used to earlier?
These days, I'm telling you, people have lost the meaning of relationships. People are now getting into relationships for a materialistic gain or a temporary gain or a momentary satisfaction. Something which is not real. Something which is a complete Bollywood angles, you know. Something which is completely Hollywood style, like living in and staying together, and then we will decide whether we want to get married or not married. I think that's not the right way, because certain people now don't believe in the institution of marriages. But yes, after a certain period of time, you need a partner in your life to stay together, and someone where you can come back and hug, someone who can look after you, someone you want to say hello to, someone you want to just be around with. You need those kind of people. And there's a very big difference between a mindset of 18 to 25 and a big change between 30 to 40. Big mindset change. Trust me, people who are between 30 to 40 and from 18 to 30, there's a big gap between what they think like and how they change over from the bracket of 18 to 30 to 30 to 40. So 30 to 40 people want stability. People want a partner who they can be with, you know. And 18, once a person is 18 to 30 key age bracket, they want to experiment, they want to outgrow, they want to see life, they want to feel factor life, and they don't want to commit to a relationship. And that's what makes it short. There are segments of people who are very serious about their commitments. There are certain people who want to give it a final name to a relationship. But today's generation seems to be, I don't know, very aloof from reality. Not real. They want to make it so-called very trendy to call a breakup party. You know, today these generations are having a breakup party. Now, come on. You can't celebrate a breakup party because it's all about emotions being together. This is really absurd. You don't need to can move out respectfully. But there's no point showcasing it to the world that there's a breakup party taking place. Respect that relationship which you are in and respectfully say bye or close the chapter without creating a hullabaloo about it. It's not necessary that you meet a person and you have to be with the person. Sorry. We make wrong decisions. Human race makes a wrong decision. No one is perfect. Understand that. If we are unable to adjust together, somehow we are unable to live together, then we must open up, talk, and respectfully move ahead in our lives. It's not necessary that we have to live in that bondage of fear, bondage of hatred for each other. And why it becomes hatred is because somewhere along the line, at the right time, we are unable to open up and express ourselves that this is not working out.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a negative relationship because we don't speak up at the right time. You know, the biggest problem for any relationship is that speak up. If you don't speak up at the right time, chances are that it may take a negative turn. It is very important for all the people who are hearing me now, that in any relationship, if by any chance you're feeling suffocated, mm-hmm. or you're unable to express yourself, please consult a counselor or psychologist and try to fine-tune a way out where you can put your points across to your partner or spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend in a way whereby you don't become more destructive. You know, you mm-hmm. can part ways with respect. You can part ways with dignity, expressing that we can't get along any more further. So it's better to be honest to that relationship than to create a syndrome where you have to lie.
Okay.
You should not lie. It may be tough for that moment. It may be hard for that moment, but it will be always better when you look back behind what decisions you made. So the path of truth, maybe for that some time, it may pinch you, but it will help you to bloom better into a better human being.
Like not lying is something that you may consider important. Truth is always the best way forward.
That's the only way. If you keep lying to a relationship, someday it will crack and split. So it's very important to understand that.
Okay, sir. With that, what do you think has changed since your parents' generation and today's?
Huge. Huge. There is a huge change in the mindsets of our parents' generation and our generation. Huge. Okay. And in fact, I would say there are three generations. One generation which were between 60s to 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Then a generation came between 80s to 2000s. And then a second generation, third generation came between 2000 to upwards. Their entire mindsets of all these generations were different. Like, my mindset was different from my parents' mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my children's mindset will be completely different from my mindset. You know,
yes.
The more I go back, the more I see purity. There was a sense of sacrifice. There was a sense of belongingness. There was a sense of purity and simplicity. There was something very simple about relationships. It was not complicated. मैं ऐसा नहीं कह रहा हूँ कि उनके टाइम पे कोई कॉम्प्लिकेशंस नहीं थी, बट व्हेन यू कंपेयर टू दिस जनरेशन व्हिच इज इन 2020 टू अ जनरेशन व्हिच वाज इन 1970s, देयर इज अ ह्यूज मार्क ऑफ अ डिफरेंस. एंड दैट जनरेशन वाज सिंपलिसिटी, वी आर हाईली कॉम्प्लिकेटेड. आवर जनरेशन सो कॉल्ड इन 2020 इज हाईली कॉम्प्लिकेटेड. द ऑनस्लॉट ऑफ सोशल मीडिया, द ऑनस्लॉट ऑफ वेरियस एक्सपोजर्स टू लाइफ has made your belief in your own relationships look very weak. The art of comparison, which was become, you know, more alarming. Oh, uska boyfriend kitna achha hai. Oh, uska husband kitna achha hai. Oh, uski wife kitni achhi hai. Oh, uski girlfriend kitna achha hai. The comparison.
Yeah.
And people have stopped realizing that we are not, no one is perfect. Even you are special. Even I'm special. That's why we are human beings.
True.
And we must respect that. The day we start comparing with another, there lies a downfall. And the current generation, which is in 2020, it's only running behind material gains. It's only running behind temporary relationships. They're only running behind temporary joy and happiness. They're not looking for sustainability. They're not looking for being anchored emotions. And it's all abstract emotions. So, they call themselves trendy. Sorry, that's not trendy for me. It's very outdated. It looks very flimsy. I must tell you, the purity of any relationship is that understanding somebody's faults, yet keeping them together and moving along. You know, and that's how marriages of our parent generations lasted more than generations of today's. Today, right. I've seen cases where people have gone in on a honeymoon and come back, and they've divorced.
What?
Yeah, and the biggest excuse was, sorry, I couldn't get along. How can you understand a person in just 7 days' time and just say you couldn't get along?
Wow.
You know, so there are problems in life because somewhere along the line, this generation is lack of patience, lack of, they are in a rat race, they want to prove a point, mm-hmm. they want to totally be unreal about their life, and that's where the big problem lies. You have to accept what is reality. I cannot be a Shah Rukh Khan. I cannot be an Akshay Kumar. I cannot be Bill Gates. I am Gaurav Prakash, and I have to respect my own pluses and minuses.
Yes.
So we all have to keep on working. Life is all about working. It's not about just seeing someone who is coming in a Mercedes Benz and saying, my life is bad. We are not content with our own life. We should be our own best competitors.
Yeah, that's so true. If a person understands that we are not in comparison with anyone, a lot of things will be different.
Why should we compare? This life is yours. You were born independent and you will die independent. You will not take somebody else also along with you, no? When you die.
True.
And when you're born individual, alone. So this life is yours. If you can learn something nice from somebody, why not? But don't adapt or enact somebody's wrong into your life just to show yourself cool or being in the swag. Your swag is your own nature. Your swag is your own element. Your swag is your own beautiful self which God has given you. And respect that. You know, I tell you, in my entire family, I am the shortest. All my family members are in 6 feet height, you know.
Wow.
So, but I always felt I wish I was tall. But I never cursed myself, you know. You have to make sure that if something is playing up on your mind, first learn to understand that this is a genuine default which you cannot change. Work on it. Speak to people, especially your well-wishers, who you know, your parents are your best friends. If a person cannot speak to your parents, then fine-tune one or two people in your life where you have the ability to speak up. Do not curb your innermost desires, which creates a negative effect in the later period of life.
That's helpful for a lot of people who just, you know, shove the emotions deep and one day they'll just spurt out and force the person to do something they might just end up regretting for life.
Yeah. And now you are seeing people getting into depressive tendencies. You are seeing people into loneliness. You know, people are more dependent on digital acceptance than your real acceptance. You're more bothered about a stranger in your life who means no value to you. And you are totally demeaning a person who is into your life and not giving them the right space.
Yeah, that's true. That's the reality of today. That's true. So, sir, with all the experiences you have had and all the learnings, are there some things that you feel I could have done this differently? Okay, I should have done this
every day when I look back. Trust me, I'm a 44-year-old man right now. I call myself a boy. I'm very proud to say that I'm a Lucknow boy. That zest in me, that energy in me, something to live for life. I love my life. And people should understand first and the foremost that you should love your life. It's very important.
Yeah.
You know, you should romance with your life. You know, only if you romance with your life, you can romance with people all around you. It's all about your temperament and attitude. And trust me, every day of my life, which I look back, I say, oh, I could have done this better. And only once you realize it, once you become more worldly wise, more maturity you attain. And you can only attain maturity, wisdom, and being worldly wise once you either are growing up and understanding life more better or through your experiences.
Okay.
And how you have handled those experiences, your circumstances.
We are always end up, what I may say is comparing our real self with what we see, the life they show on social media. But that's not true.
And we start to, that's not true. And that's fake. It's very important that we must not enact somebody, but our own selves. And if we are happy with our own soul, the body which we have, things will be better.
I completely agree. If we are happy with our own self, we accept our own self.
You will do justice to your relationship. You will do justice to your environment around you. You will do justice to your work. If you're only true to yourself, but if you're faking it, then every step of your life, every breath you take will be based on a lie. which will create a pressure on yourself, which will create disastrous effects on your life.
Wow, that's so profound, actually. With that, I would love to wrap it up with one more question. If there is one thing that you could advise your 20-year-old self, what would it be?
Oh boy, I wish, no, mentally I'm still 20, but if physically I want to go back and go at 20. I learned everything in my life very late. I was not a so-called an A-class student ever in my life. I was a very average student. I took my time to understand things. I was, maybe my friends understood it much faster than me, but that never gave me a complex in my life. You know, my father never forced me to get number one slot or number 10 slot. He said, Gaurav, that what more important to you in your life is your effort and how honest you are to your effort. Forget about the result. Result is not in your hands. But if I start manipulating the result, that is wrong. So I think even if I go back in 20 years, I would not like to change anything. Because today what I am is all because of the learning experiences what I've had. And if I change that, then it will not make me what I am today. That has made me what Gaurav Prakash today is at 44. Why should I change that? That is so beautiful.
I am happy with what I have today. And I do not want to change what happened. Even though it's not the perfect experience. But it made me who I am.
Yes. The biggest question is, who am I? Biggest question of today's generation is, who am I? And if they can answer that truthfully, trust me, things will change. It's very important to understand that subconscious mind has a voice. It's a soul in your body. It's the reason why you're breathing. Respect that soul. We have stopped respecting that soul. And we are trying to, run behind something which is completely absurd, fake. Respect your life. Respect your circumstances. Keep walking. Keep making an effort to enhance your life. Keep on adding value to your life. That is in your control. But comparisons, absurd comparisons, which is creating more complexes in your life, should be stopped right now. So I have this beautiful lines from a super inspirational poetry, which I have always narrated. I was in class 10th. We had this beautiful poetry book called The Panorama. Mm-hmm. And this poem had this, it was Stopping by the Woods by Robert Frost. It was like, woods are lovely, dark and deep. Woods are lovely, dark and deep, and I have promises to keep. Miles to go before I sleep and miles to go before I sleep. So this journey, you will have to keep on learning, evolving, understanding from life that it is just not the end of life.
Thank you, Gaurav sir. Thank you for sharing
always
all the insights.
Always a pleasure. And thank you for having me over on your platform. What a pleasure. And I hope I can make an effect to all your listeners. Last but not the least, please value life. Please be in romance with your life. It's a divine intervention where you are in romancing yourself. So it's a very special gift. Respect life, value life. And you only die once, but you live every day. So make it count. Make it count. Make it worthwhile. Make it effective. Have that empathy, sympathy, and spiritual quotient alive. Your life will be a better place to live with.